Today's shiur, we got so far 9 shiurim in Hilchos Brachos, 3 of them at in January and the rest recently. We'll give a sikkum on the last, and the first 2.5 shiurim was more achana to Hilchos Brachos. We'll skip that. We'll talk about the last 6.5 shiurim on Hilchos Brachos. There I put down the Gemara, the Rishonim, and the Paiskin Ragyo. Today it will be more Halacha L'maisa. And we'll go to Seder of the Shurim that we spoke about. First we spoke about matzahs and matzahs crackers. Us Ashkenazim don't mean what you daven Nusach Ashkenaz. It means Ashkenazim, we come from Ashkenaz. We're most European Jews. Ashkenazim, they make on matzahs, you make a mitzi. If you're not kavei sud on it, but once it comes kavei on Pesach, it's kavei for the rest of the year. And you have to make a mitzi. However, matzah crackers, since it's made only, even though it's really matzahs, but they make it into crackers mitzchilasai, and it's baked that way, you only make mezainis unless you kavei sud on it. Kavei sud on it, Then you make a mitzi. Bagels and bagel chips. Shh. Bagels and bagel chips. If you eat regular bagels, the kuliyama, you make a mitzi. Even because the way it's made is first you cook the dough, and then afterwards, but it's not roi l'achila yet. And after you bake it, it comes roi l'achila. So then, by regular bagels, you make a mitzi l'kuli alma. However, bagel chips, the way it's made, it's first you bake the bagel, then after you bake it a second time, you toast it a second time, it depends where you get these bagels from. If, let's say, the bagels were baked in a bakery, I'm asked to make bagel chips, then you say, then you make a mezainis on the bagel chips, if you eat only for a snack. But the kaveh asuda, let's say you eat a whole bag of it, you're not to fill yourself up with it, or the shir of morning shir dal beim, we feel full already, then you have to make a mitzi on it. But let's say there are some companies that still, they buy bagels from the leftover in the store, and then after it's made bagel chip, then they give it sell to a company to make bagel chips from it. Then you have to make a mitzi on these bagel chips, because not batel shem lechem through the second afiyah. I'm told that most companies say most bagel chips today that are made usually they make their own. The company makes their own bread, and then after they make it, and when they make the bread, it's made out of almanas to make bagel chips. So mela, you make a mezainis on it if you're not kaveya sud on it. And takas, they tell me it's some of the bags. Some of the bags says on it clearly that's mezainis only. Melba toast is made also kamatis. It's made the same way as you make bagel chips. So again, when you make melba toast, if they make the bread mitzchila to make melba toast, then you make mezainis. If you don't need it, you're not kaveh on it. But if you bought bread from somewhere else, I'm not to make melba toast, then you have to make a mitzi on it. I'm told today when they make melba toast, all the companies say they make melba toast, they make the lechem itself for the melba toast. So maybe you make a mezainis on it. If you eat only for snack, you don't eat for suda. Mezainis bread is a very big misconception out there. And mezainis bread is like this. How is mezainis bread made? It's made either completely with maize pears. There's no water whatsoever. It's made only with maize pears or rice maize pears, but you don't feel the time at all. So if those remember the shiur we mentioned then, it's a big machlokes mishnebura and the masham. Mishnebura says you need two things. You need rice maize pears, and also you have to feel the time. However, masham says, he argues on the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, even if you don't feel the tam, but it's mainly may peres, rive a kula may peres, then has been a pas kisnin. If Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Ashes hold, you're allowed to be Samechan Masham. Even though Mishibur is usually the Mishibur is the main place by us. However, here they say you can be Samechan Masham. And Kozman, you only eat, you eat a Mazinus bread. You don't need a Shir Suda. Then you only make a Mazinus. It's Negea by Chasna. It's Negea by Shmorgasbord. It's Negea sometimes by Bris. Sometimes have a sign there saying this is Mazinus bread. Or sometimes you have the airline meals. In the European meals, it says over there, it's Mazinus bread. But such Negea, if it's not a Shir Gimel Dal Beim. In the Sefer of the same Bracha, quote says a Chiddush from Shlomo Zalman, that the Derech is to give this bread for Suda. It looks like bread, it tastes like bread, and you eat it for the Suda. Then he says, even it's called Mazinus bread, as a dinner lechem gama, even if you're not kaveh suda. So certainly, if you take a mezainis bread, according to Shlomo Zalman, you take mezainis bread, you eat it as a sandwich, or you put inside tuna fish, or don't you put hot dogs into it, and so on, then zicha, you have to make a maitzit, tzirik fi suda. I tell people, this is halacha l'maisa, I tell people halacha l'maisa, it's best, let's say, if you go to a smorgasbord, or you have these airline meals that has sizan mezainis, if you don't want to wash a mitzi, then the best thing is not to eat it. Don't eat it at all. Because you might first say, machlokes mishbur and masham, and mishbur is a, even though Shlomo Zalman Yashas, you give semachan masham, but at least the mishbur is a ikka gadol. And secondly, according to Shlomo Zalman, if it looks like bread, tastes like bread, is bread, then is bread. So in Mela, I tell people on the airlines, don't eat the mezainis bread. You go to Shmarga's bread, there's enough to eat there without eating the Mazinus bread.
Does
Rav
Moshe say the same thing?
Huh?
Rav Moshe also says that the bread, even though they had a little bit.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say it anywhere.
I heard it.
Did you see it? I didn't see Biksav. I didn't see Biksav. Alright. Pizza. What bracha do you make on pizza? So it depends how pizza is made. If pizza is made from kemach hamayim, which is most of the time, make pizza flour and water, it's a machlokes ha'paiskim. The Mechaber and the Mogav Avraham says, if you eat only for achilas haroyim, for a snack, and you only for a meal, you must make hamaytzi on pizza. It's pashtida, it's different than regular cake is, there's, in the dough itself is mixed tavlinum, sugar, chocolate, and so on. But today, when it's made with flour and water, it's made with flour and water, and this they put on top of it, cheese and other tavlinum they put on it, ketchup and so on, and cheese they put on top of it. So in Mela, you have to make a mitzi on it. That's the shita of the Mechaber and among Avram. The Taz argues, and Taz says, depends if you convey Sudan or not, if you eat it for a meal or not. The Bialocha brings down that there are many Achrenim hold like the Taz. If you're not convey Sudan on it, You only make a mezainis. However, in the Mishabur itself, Mishabur paskins like the Mechaber and the Mogav Avraham, that you have to make a mitzvah and pizza in view for a snack. That Shlomo Zalman paskins you make like the Taz, that if you don't eat for Kriyasuda, you don't have to make a mitzvah. But however, if someone wants to semech on the Taz and Shlomo Zalman, he's allowed to. That's only talking if you're eating the pizza for a snack. But then, let's say, he's filling two slices, filling himself with the two slices, then the din is, you must make a mitzi, even according to the Taz of Shlomo Zalman. That's if the pizza is made from flour and water. If the pizza is made from May Paris, when I speak May Paris, means not from concentrate, because concentrate is mayim. I'm talking pure May Paris. Then, if you're not kaveh suda on it, then kuyama, you only make mezainis. It's made from fruit juices only. Then the din is, if you eat it for a snack, then you make a mezainis. And even the Mechaber and the Mogav Avraham will mayda to that, and the Mishabur will be mayda to that. But if you kaveh suda on it, then the kuli alma, you have to make a mitzi. It's poshet. By ktanim, by children, or by skenim, or all the people, children and skenim, since they don't eat much, so by them they fill themselves up already with one slice of pizza. So by them, always it's like a kviy suda. So meila, even if they eat a snack, but since they fill themselves up with it, so meila they have to make a mitzi. Next, knishes. Yes.
Is that part of the last step that Rob was mentioning? That like Shmuel Thomas said, it looks like bread, it tastes like bread, it's going to be bread anyway. So
no, pizza's different. Pizza, that's only talking about Zionist bread. Only about Zionist bread. Knishes. What bracha do you make on knishes? It depends how you make it. There are different ways where it's made. If you make it only with water, if you make it with water and you put inside the dough water, and inside you put in potatoes in there, the mashed potatoes, then it's daima to pizza. And then if you want a semechan, the makin like the magavam, and Shlomo Zalman, you keep a semechan. If you eat achil sarah, you only make mezainis, you eat it for a snack. But let's say if the isa is mixed together with oil, a sugar, other tavlinim, which most of the time that's how they make a knish, then it's daima to pizza with may peris. And therefore, kuliyama, if you eat it only for a snack, then you make a mezainis. But if you eat a lot enough to convey sud on it, then you make a maitzi. And same thing is Torah, same thing be halacha with danishes and homentashen, the same halacha will be. Next, croutons.
Even if the dough is itself is not a real dough,
it depends if dough is flour and water or not flour and water. It depends how it's made. I'm not the baker. You have to ask the baker. I'm just giving you a call. If it's with tavlinem, then it's one halacha. It's time to make Paris. If it's not, then it's a different halacha. It's like time to pizza then. Croutons. There are three ways how you can make croutons. Three ways. One is if you some housewives, they make croutons. How do they make croutons? They have bread left over from Shabbos, and even some hotels do that. They have challah left over from Shabbos, so that's what serves Sunday for croutons and soup and so on. So if it's left over, and after they take these leftover bread and they toast it again, and they make croutons, so it's done like bagel chips, that you have to make a mitzi. These croutons, you have to make a mitzi. Since ikka is made from bread, and it's just baked a second time. The second way it's made, if you buy bread, bika, they've got to order bread, or buy bread, or make bread, liquor to make croutons, and they cut it, and they bake it a second time to make croutons, and they toast it a second time, then you make a mezainis. If it's made for achil saroi, the temporary eating. The third type of it's made, kutan is made, if they cook it, it's challah, they cook it, or they deep fry it. And each piece is less than a kazayas. And according to Shlomo Zalman of Yashiv, even you kavei sud on it, you still always make kazayas. Anything that's cooked afterwards, lechem, that's cooked afterwards, and it's less than each piece is less than a kazayas, then you only make a mezainis imi kaveh sud on it. Zegeh restaurants, zegeh chasnas, sometimes they take the leftover bread from the day before the chasna, and they make it into croutons, and they put it into a soup. Sometimes they put it into a salad. It's telling the same thing. How it's made. If it's made through toasting, then you have to make a mitzi. It's dependent on the conditions we set until now.
It's a cliche.
It's only in a cliche you cook it. Cooking shishen mishbus is clearly doesn't lose its bracha. Here cliche is by the suffix. But cliche, everyone holds
it.
Yeah,
but it would be a cliche. You pour it directly.
That's eerie. He lies by suffix. Mom should put in the pot itself where you're cooking it. Cliche is where you cook alej. Alright. The pot that you cooked alej. French toast, a challah kugel, reinigaya, French toast. If the piece is bigger than a kazayas, if it's bigger than a kazayas, and you can eat it the way it is, French toast is bigger than a kazayas, then you have to make a mitzi on it. Doesn't make a difference if I cook it, after it's a regular piece of bread, I cook it and make French toast. If the slice is bigger than a kazayas, then you make a mitzi. No matter if you cook it afterwards or you deep fry it afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's a piece of kazayas. The whole shot of French toast is only cut into smaller pieces. But let's say if the pieces are less than a kazayas, then if you cook it, you make a mezainis, even if you're kavei sud on it. If you cook it, we'll soon talk. So if you cook it in water, then the din is imi kibay sudan it. Your din is you make a mezainus. So mashal something like chalakugol, you make only mezainus. You know, let's say some house mothers that have a lot of chal left over from Shabbos. So what they do, they cook it in water. They make them chalakugol. They take chal, cut into small pieces, and they bake inside the oven. It's called cooking. The way you do it is cooking. It's cooked in water. So maybe if you kavei suit on it, you make a mezainus. You make a kugel, right? However, the way they make it, it's called cooking. It's with water, and maybe as long as there's no pieces there, size of kezias, then the din is you make only a mezainus. Huh? It depends. If it's baking again, then doesn't lose its then doesn't lose it. However, let's say if you deep fry it. So it's a machlokes ha-poskim. If you deep fry it, do you make it? It's a whole machlokes poskim. What do? You make a mezainus? If you metagen it, do you make it? Not if you deep fry it, but let's say you're metagen. We'll talk about deep fry in a minute. But let's say you metagen it. So it's a machlokes ha-poskim. Do you make a mezainus ha-maitzi? So mela, when you metagen, when you cook it in oil, then you make a machlokes. If you make a mezainus ha-maitzi, then you should. So therefore, you should dafki b'teichasuda. Mishabur paskin. You should dafki b'teichasuda of a mitzi. Make a bracha on a different piece of bread. Eat kazayis, a different piece of bread, and afterwards you eat this. This is all talking when you if you put in oil. Is only talking when you put it with some oil. But let's say you deep fry it. When you deep fry a piece of bread, it has been like bishul, and even if you kavei suda on it, you make a mezainus. If you take a piece of bread, French toast. You make it in, you want to make French toast. You want to deep fry it, then it's, you only make mezainus no matter how many pieces you eat. But let me finish in a second. However, if you only put a small amount of oil in a pan, or you put some cooking spray, add that sirafia is not called tikkun at all, and you have to make a mitzvah. If I take French toast and put a little bit of oil on the pan, or I put some cooking spray on it, then the din is, you still have to make a maitzi. No matter how small the pieces are, you have to make a maitzi. However, if I take a small amount of oil, and it's more, that shouldn't burn to the pan, and it's not deep fried, it's like in between. There's more oil than usually, that shouldn't burn to the pan, and you put a size amount of oil, but it's not deep fried, it's sticking out still the bread. So then in such a case, you should make a mitzi on something else, eat a kazayis, then eat the French toast. So it depends how you make it. Now what is the amount of what's called kazayis of a bread? We think kazayis means a slice of bread. That's wrong. A kazayis of bread, according to Sefer Kazayis HaSholem, and I spoke to the Machaber, and he told me, he has a lab in his basement. He measured out, and it came out that a 2 pound bread, a two pound rye bread, a quarter of a slice is a kazayis, a quarter of a slice, and of white bread, he says one third, since it's more fluffy, it's one third of a slice of bread. So it comes out l'maisa. If I want to make French toast, I want to make just a mezainus, not a maitzi. You have to make sure it's small pieces. If it's more than that, then you have to make a maitzi no matter what.
Is there a problem if it was on a
fleshy table? What do you mean fleshy table? That's a different shot. We once spoke about in the shir. When you have challah on a fleshy table, can you use it later for milk? It's not. So it depends. It depends on the children you have in the house. Okay, it depends. Because the kids touch it, everything, they're fleshing their hands, and everything comes fleshing. Sometimes you have challah and they keep it in a basket, and no one just take what you need. But you don't play around with the bread. So you take out what you want right away, you don't touch all the pieces of bread. So then the bread in the basket, you want to make French toast, you want to make some milk out of it, then it's okay then. All right.
Matzah
bray
is the same thing.
What? We're going to matzah bray. Okay. It's a little bit different. All right. So the way I understand Most of the time, French toast is made in such a way that you put more than a little amount of oil. Normally with French toast, you put more than amount of shouldn't burn into the pan. You put usually, you want it to fry. So you put it more than just the mashu in there. So according to that, the best thing to do is, like the Mishbura says, is to, since the machoik is a place game, you should wash hamotzi on something else, either kazayis of the something else, of the other another piece of bread, and then after it's eat the French toast. Or you make sure that one piece of French toast is more than the size of a quarter of a slice, and then you can have, you can make the mitzi on that also, because you have to make a mitzi on that. Alright. Now there's another problem. Not to run into machlokes, Mishnah Berurah Chazonish. When you make French toast, first you should, before you make the French toast, cut it into small pieces beforehand, less than the kazayas. Because if you cut it, make it as a bigger piece, and then you cut it afterwards, there's a machlokes Mishnah Chazonish. Do you have to make a mitzi or no? You have to eat techatsuda. So maybe the best is cut into pieces before, not to run to shayla from making a mitzi. Lakshin kugel. Lakshin kugel. If Shlomo Zalman holds that lakshin kugel, the way you make lakshin kugel is that first you cook the lakshin. The lakshin is very lachila. Then after I stick it inside the oven, I put it inside the oven, and it's very lachila. Even before I stick it in the oven, even though you bake it afterwards, is a din of Maisa Kadeira, and you make a mezainis, even if you can make a suit on it. And we once mentioned, that's how it's called the Shami. Why is it called Shami Kugel? Because something that you can make soon, they don't make hamotzi on it. And it's not diamond to donuts. Donuts is not, it's not right, like we mentioned before, it's not right to eat as Isa. It's only when you finish baking it, that's right to eat. But here it's already right to eat beforehand, so mez dinner maisi kadeya, you only make mezainis, even if you can make soot on it. Matzah bry. What? Right. If you, let's say, Dunkin', the way I understand, Dunkin' Donuts makes two different types of donuts. Some is made, it's baked, and some is deep fried. They stick it inside oil. They deep fry it. And it's never baked. It's deep fried. So if it's deep fried, even if you eat 10 donuts, you still make mezainis and aramechia. All right. Even if you feel yourself worth it. 10 is maybe too much to say. It's a chilagatz already. But at least it's enough. If you feel yourself up with it, still you make a mezainis and al mechia. If it's deep fried, mitchila. Matzah bry. What? If it's baked, it's like regular pasul kisim. He's spoken all the shurim. Okay. Matzah bry. The din is, it's almost, it's kamat like French toast. Just as Shlomo Zalman is bechadish, that he says by matzah bry, if you put it in a pan with small amount of oil, in the baking pan or cooking spray, real soon, so it shouldn't burn, you should still eat a b'tei chasuda. Since it's not bottle time lechem, so maybe hold you a b'tei chasuda. That's a chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. Blintzes and pancakes. It depends how you make it. There are two ways to make pancakes and blintzes. One way it's made is kemech hamayim, flour and water. Then the dinner is like French toast. And it depends on the three fun it's made. It's made bread that you buy from a store. The three fun we mentioned in the past. However, it's made normally, most of the time, it's made with kemach and bein. You put eggs in there when you make blintzes or pancakes. It's like stam pasul kisnan. You use vanilla, use eggs, use milk, use vanilla, other tavlina and sugar. Then that's how usually you make blintzes and pancakes. So maybe it's like many parts of a kisnin. And it's, so if you make it with oil, if you put just a small amount of oil, just it shouldn't burn, or use a cooking spray, then if you eat it for a snack, then you need to make a mezainis. But if you convey suda, this is your breakfast, lunch, and supper, then you have to, if you convey suda on, you have to make a mitzi. And if you deep fry it in deep fry oil, then still like bishel. And if you convey suit on it, you still make mezainis. And if you put more than a mashu oil, you put more, a little bit of oil, like you sometimes you make French toast like that. You put it more than oil than usually, so it's not going to burn. It's not put a small amount of oil, it shouldn't burn. But you put extra oil. It should be a little deeper, dipping in oil. Then you make hamaitzi on different bread and eat it with techasuda. This is all talking about blintzes and pancakes that are oven ksas. There's a little thickness, some thickness to it. However, if you make it paper thin, it's thin like paper, even if you convey suda on it, you only make mezuzis. You only make mezuzis on it, because it doesn't have a toast lechem at all. That's what Mishbu says in a number of places. So those who eat those type of blintzes, normally commercial blintzes that have some thickness to it. But if someone makes a home, some people make the homemade blintzes, or homemade pancakes, it's very thin like paper, then you make a mezuzis on it, if you eat a lot of it. However, you have to be careful to make our amichya, just make sure you have enough of those pancakes, enough of those real thin pancakes or blintzes, has to be enough. You have to eat a kazayis and chepras to bake our amichya. Alright, next.
What about moflita?
Huh?
Moflita is plain.
Moflita?
Moflita.
What is that?
It's an Israeli thing. It's made from flour, it comes, you can buy it, to make it.
Is it very thin?
It's in a fry pan.
So it depends what we said. If there's some oil in it,
it's just a flour. It's made out of flour. And
if it's svad, then for sure you have to make a mitzvah. Svad, you have to make a mitzvah. Svad, you sure have to make a mitzvah. Huh?
What's the question?
It's some type of food. I don't know what it is even. Moflita. Everyone knows what moflita is. I don't know what it is. I'm giving you enough cases here to learn from some of the cases we said from here in the past, okay? Now we'll talk about breaded fish, breaded chicken, drumettes that are made from flour. It's flour mixed together to make the crust of the bread, of the crust of the fish, on the breaded fish, on the chicken, or drumettes. It's a machloikus hapaiskim, if it's a tzibur dak. And that's a small layer. Like most times, your wife makes fried fish. She makes it with breadcrumbs or with, matzo meal. So the question is, what's the bracha you make? In one place, it's pitted from a layashiv. You make a mezainis. Because since it's made to give a time to the fish, you only make one bracha mezainis. Another sefer quotes from a layashiv, you make two brachas, mezainis and shahako. Rav Moshe held, printed in the Chavayas Torah, it's printed from Rav Moshe, that you only make shahako. Since the ikah is to give a tam in the basa, or the fish, or in the basa. And same thing held, quoted from Bianca Kamnetsky like that. Ledina, I tell people, Ovid, Kumar, you have gedolim on both sides. Same thing, fish sticks. What about you make on fish sticks? Same thing, Ovid, Kumar, there's what to be. Each one has their own svaras. What to do? In my house, I started telling my wife that she should make only from now on. She makes fried fish. Only use cornflake crumbs. That's it. Why not? No shayla. That's for yaitzik kuliyama. You make shahakum. That's it. Because very often when you crust, I don't know how other people to fish sticks. My wife used to make sometimes I like the crust better than the fish. So, I tell you, I eat separately. I eat the crust separate and the fish. By me, it's both a choshev to me. So, but that's why I told me, Kama Haba, she should make only cornflake crumbs. But that's only talking, it's a very thin, a crust on the fish. However, if it's a stick, sometimes it's very thick. I remember many years ago, I haven't been meal mat for many years, but I remember I lived in Borough Park. He said, sometimes you buy meal mat, you used to have some, what's it called, the hamburgers, with a crust, with the crust was thicker than the hamburger, because I guess they make more money on it. So the crust is very thick. So the crust is very thick, then everyone holds you make a mezainis only. You make a mezainis. Just as a machlaikis, you make two brachas, a mezainis and shahako, or just mezainis. So the best thing to do, when it comes, you have a thicker crust, then the din is you should make a mezainis on the crust, and also and make a shahaka on something else.
Something else.
A different shahaka. Yeah. Not from the fish, not the on something else. A piece of candy or something like that. Huh?
Chicken Wellington is chicken that's wrapped in dough. That's how they bake it. So that would be too gross.
One second. Chicken
wrapped in dough.
Wrapped in dough?
Yeah.
I would.
Wrapped in
chicken wrapped in dough is a machlokes. Do you make one bracha or two brachas? You make two brachas. If it's bad, the best thing to do is to make two brachas. If you're not washing a mitzi, if you correct. If you kavei sud on it, you make a mitzi. If you're eating it for a snack, I would say you should make two brachas. You mach shabbos, make two brachas. If you want to be machmer, take a, if it's a, let's say inside a adama or something like that, make a adama on something else. But I would say that if you kavei sud, but most of the time you eat it kavei sudas, so if you have to make a mitzi. All right.
Hot dogs, the Franken blank. You know, they put the hot dogs in a little bit of crepe.
Yeah.
That's two brachas, right?
Shashom mezainis. To show him his anus. The question is, do you make?
Well,
yeah, I guess it's a small little hot dog thing.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's I would say you should make at least mezainis to make two brachas. It's machlek sapayskim. Koin mishibur, you make one bracha mezainis, and that's it. Right. Yes.
With the thin, the very thin layer. Rav said, even though the Rav put three sheets out, he said either mezonos or mezonos and shakol.
Right, yeah, right.
So any of the three?
No, I would say you should make mezonos on something and shakol on something else because
it's
yeah, all right. Kreplach, donuts, egg rolls, and Chinese noodles. All one thing. Since the way it's made, it's b'rasa ova. It's a thick dough from Kemach HaMayim, and you cook it. So it's a machlokes in the Rishonim, and it's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, being down machlokes in the Rishonim. And Ladina, the Ramah says, even though Ladina will make it to make only mezainis, since it's cooked dough, it's not baked, but you erase this Lashon Mechaba, you erase Shemayim Yachmer, you make a mitzi on something else. That's what Mechaba holds. However, today, to most of the time, the Issa today, when you make egg rolls, kreplach, and donuts, normally it's not made just flour and water. It's made with mepeyos, with sugar, other tavlinim. So holidays, even if you kavei sud on it, you make only mezainis. And even your shemayim doesn't have to be machma. You know, the mechad is only talking with flour and water. But let's say it's made together. It's just made with tavlinim, with mepeyos. There's no water there. Or the ik is not water, the ik is meperes. Then the din is, even your shemayim to machman, you only make mezainis, even if you kvei sud on it. If I take kreplach and I eat 10 kreplach, I feel myself a kreplach, you only make mezainis in our mechia. The same thing with Chinese noodles, the same thing with donuts that deep fried. And same thing egg rolls. It's also, if you do it with shem and amak and isa if it's made for kemach amayim, it's talking about like, as we said, your shemayim should be machman. And it's made with made payers and other tavlinim, then even if you kavei suda, you only make mezainis.
But by kreplach, you want the meat also. So should you make
it shahakah? No, that's a very tough one. When you take a bite, it's together.
Kreplach
is cooked. That's where your wife makes it, okay? All right. Next. All right. Granola bars. Granola bars. Is a machlokes what bracha you make? Because the way you make it is a shaila, is a ksidah ma'asik day or not. What they do is first they cook it, then they bake it, and so on. So shaila, do you make mezainis on it, or do you make only a avdom on it? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that on granola bars, you make a avdoma. And Eliyashiv argues, and he holds you make mezainis on it. Ladina, I tell people that we most places can hold like a Shlomo Zalman that you make a dom on it. However, you run into a problem. You hold like a Shlomo Zalman, you run into a problem because the mechaber holds did the Shalom Baruch Achreina. He been on Shitas Taisis, and Taisis holds what Baruch Achreina they make. It's robots as serves barley. So eating barley, the way you're eating barley, the Shalom, what type of Baruch Achreina you say? Because do you make a Alamikya, or do you make a special Alamikya Aldoma? The whole Shalom Taisis, what Baruch Achreina you make? So therefore, you should eat it B'Teich HaSuda. That's what Mahaba holds. So, Yishit granola bars only during the Suda. And Avshom Zalman writes that. Granola bars should be better eat B'Teich HaSuda. However, but if you hold a Kabayashi, you have no problem. You make a Mezainis, and you eat it, and if you have you have enough amount, you make Alamichia at the end. However, let me finish. However, there is an Eitzah. Someone wants a granola bar, and he doesn't want to go to Shiloh Gabi Baruch Achreina. So there's Eitzah. I checked in the Sefer Gzayis HaSholem on page 68. You can look it up. He says over there that what is the shear of a Gzayis in a granola bar of Seirim? So he said he measured it. It comes out. If you usually buy a package of we've got granola bar. In it, two wafers in there. There's two bars. He says the kazayis is only if it's a little more than one wafer, one bar. But look, you only have one bar, it's not a kazayis. So best thing, if you want to run into Shaila of Shitas Taisis, of the Mechaber, then you have only one bar of granola, then you make a bar in the fortress because you don't have a kazayis of oats. However, b'di'evet, if you don't want to go wild, you don't have, you want to have, let's say, two bars or two or full packages, that then the din is, you should make, then b'di'evet, you just make bar in the fortress. If you make al-michya, then you make al-michya then, that's all. No, you don't make sure. Well, depends. If you hold, you make Adama and granola, it depends. You make a bainafashis, right. If you have more than two, and you don't want to make the special bracha, you don't want to eat techasudo, or you ate it already, two bars already. So then you make a bainafashis. Make Adama and a bainafashis. Okay. Huh? I don't eat it. I don't like it. I bought it once. And I see a lot of people eat. I saw people eating it. So I said, "What is?" I'm Michael. What? That has to be one bar. No, you don't have to chiyuv pras because you have other things on the staff. Yeah, right. Yeah.
9 minutes.
No, you don't need. You make out the minor fushes anyway. According to Yashiv, then he got him zaynis. Then he has to be clear with press. Right. Huh? 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Maybe most of 7.5 minutes. Okay. Next. All right. Rice. Listen, I have a lot to say. We'll talk about our own cereal. Cereal is a whole mesechta by itself. We're not talking about cereals. Cereals, if you make two barakas, one barakas cereal, it's not for today. All right. Rice and rice products. What do you make a barak on it? Regular rice, ladina, there's a whole machlokes on regular rice. You make adama mezainis. The mishmur says clearly, you make a mezainis, and that's successful most paiskim. However, but the yevet, mishmur speaks out, you set adama on it, yaitza. However, kuli alma, the bracha achreina is by nefashis. You never make almechia, because not hemini dogan. So let's say someone has rice bread, rice krispies, fruity pebbles, cocoa pebbles, Cookie Krispies, you make a mezainis and a bona fascius. But let's say, what? It's in the same sentence, so go ahead. It's not a schmutz by itself, okay? Okay. However, if the rice is not cooked, or it's not baked, and you eat it raw, then the kuyama, you make adama. So therefore, the Paiskim speak out that puffed rice cereal whole grain cereal, you make adama. Right, now we'll talk about rice cakes. What bracha do you make on rice cakes? The way rice cakes is made, it's the rice is not cooked, it's with hot steam and with pressure. That's how you make with the pressure to the rice, and then it sticks together. So the machlokes in the paiskim. If Shlomo Zalman says, you make adama, eat rice cakes, you make adama. However, Moshe and Rabbi Yashiv hold, you make, since they stick together, it's done to bishul, it's still like bishul, and maybe they make a mezainis. And the velt is now you can make a mezainis and bainafashis. And the kuliyama, everyone holds you make a mezainis. Shadows and bacha reshaina, adama, or mezainis. But the bacha achreina, everyone holds it's bainafashis. But let's say by mistake, someone ate rice cake. He made, let's say he made a mezainis, and so he makes al-mechia. By mistake, he made al-mechia. So normally, halacha is something I have to say, I had a piece of some potato chips. I made a dome on it. And then I make al-mechia on it. The din is, you're not yet, so you have to make a burn of fascias. If by mistake, by rice, if I made, I'm supposed to make a burn of fascias. I made al-mechia. The senses of the Shai Tshuva and senses of the Paiskim that I saw, that since it's solid, since the rice fills you up, and gedulim in the hearts, then you yotze to the ever you said al michya. Next thing. Bread, cake. It says, has a halacha of bread or not? We said many times that if you convey suda on cake, you have to make a mitzi. The Paiskim speak out, then Emerson, they ask a kasha. Why don't you make hamaitzi on cake? You have a piece of cake. Why don't you make hamaitzi? He has everything what the bread has, and has plus. He has flour, water, but also has sugar, chocolate, vanilla, all other things. So why don't you make hamaitzi on a regular piece of cake? He has everything what the bread has, plus extra. So Zokta Chazayni Shinada Achreinim. They all seem to say the same word. Come on, all Achreinim say it like that. And they said, since you make cake, it's not derech yom tikavei on it. Normally you eat only for a snack. So mela, you only make a mezainis. But if I decide to make it into a suda, then it goes back into bread. And that's why you have to make a mitzi on mezainis to eat it for suda. Right, now we're going to talk about kviya suda on pas kisnin. Make a mitzi. You make a mitzi. Okay. Now kviya suda. What is called kviya suda on cake? If I eat normal cake, a shear, that many people are kaveya, even I'm not full. I eat enough piece of cake that even I'm the type of person I don't get full from it. But most people are kaveya sudanit, that's enough to eat for a meal, even they're not full from it. Still, you have to make hamaitzi and bench. And if the gabi him, even though gabi him, he doesn't fill himself up with it, and he's only eating for enjoyment, he's not eating for a meal. Still, since that's a shear that people are kaveya sudanit, they eat it for a meal, then you have to make hamaitzi. Because both the diet is a kaladam. But if the derech is not to convey on this amount, and even it's more than dollar bayim, the din is you make only al michya, because again, both the diet is a kaladam, because you do what most people do. In fact, it's a bi halacha and the igus moshe, they both say the same thing. That a zokin, an older person, or a child, that the derech ateva, they don't eat so much. So you go both of them. Well, now with an adult, you look at an adult eats, only what a child eats. A child needs to say, one piece of pizza they fill themselves with, it. Even if you are right, you have to make a mitzi on it. So you go back to them, that type of sugar people. You take all the people, normal all the people eat. You take children, normal children will eat. Even if it's less than the albayim, the din is, you go back to them. Whatever the kaveh suit on it, that's what you make a mitzi on. And if Shlomo Zalman adds on, Mishabur doesn't say this, if Shlomo Zalman adds on, who are the nashim? Most women don't eat the amount of men eat. So the woman has sick by itself. However, let's say someone's sick. He's sick today. He can't eat so much. But let's say he's on a diet. He's on a diet. So diet. Most people diet. They eat a lot less than normal people eat. Still, the butter to everybody else. Even though today, most people on diet only eat just a small amount. But the diet day. And the mela, you go by stam adam. So it comes out like this. Let's say for in the morning, someone doesn't want to wash. He's not even feeling, he just wants to take a snack. So he goes, he buys himself a donut, or a Danish, with a coffee, or some other drink with it. And the shear, and The Danish is, we're taking one Danish only. I'm talking 4 or 5 pieces of Danish. One Danish. He's just in here for a snack, for breakfast. That's his breakfast. And shear is less than dollar bayim. He eats this for breakfast. Since it's not the shear people are kareyan, even he gets full from it. Doesn't make a difference. But the dietary to kaladam, and everyone holds that since it's not a shear suda, you make a mezaynis and a shahakal. However, what is the shear to kareyan kistin to make a maitzi? So we mentioned that the shear, there are 4 shitas in the paiskim. There are 4 shitas that I saw. The Yeraba, Yibkivega, and Bika Yosef, they say the shear is of Dal Bayim. As shear Dal Bayim, and more than that, is a Kvir Suda. What's Dal Bayim? So we mentioned before that a quarter of a slice of a bread is a Kazayas. So it comes out according to that, a half of a 2-pound bread, of a rye bread, a half a slice is a Bayim. So it comes out that a whole slice is 2 bayim. So you have 2 slices of rye bread in the middle, that's a shear of dal bayim. And more than that, in that amount of cake, that would be kvi suda. That's the first shita. The second shita is the chayadam, the gra, and the mishnah brura. They hold the shear, the suda's erev of sarayim, which is more than dal bayim. Normal person eats in a meal, eats more than dal bayim. And mishnah brura ends off, the chatzir should be choshish for the sheet of dal bayim. But the dina he holds, the shear is a shear of sudas erev tzarayim. That's the second shita. The third shita is a shulchan aruch harav. Shulchan aruch says 21 and a half eggs. The size of the egg is the amount. And same thing, quotes the chashulchan holds like that also. The Moshe in the tshuva says, who eats that amount? No one eats that amount. But anyway, that's what the chashulchan aruch says. Ramesha comes down a 4 shita. It's a 4 shita. Here is a chiddush gadol. It's Rav Mistava, but that's what he writes. He writes that if you have 1 slice of cake, the number size of slice of bread, you know me. Let's say Shabbos lunch of Friday night. You eat 1 slice of bread. Call me your full course meal. You have 1 slice of challah. So you have 1 slice of challah, and you have a full course meal afterwards. That's the amount of bread of cake. That amount of cake, you have to make a mitzvah on it, even though you're eating other things. And okay, so those are the 4 shitas. And anything more than that, you have to make a mitzvah on this. And we'll soon talk about a little more about it. However, Shlomo Zalman and Pashas from Rebbe Achreinim, the Mashma, they hold not a mitzvah. So if you eat less than 4 bayim of cake, let's say you only have 1 slice of cake or 2 slices of cake, even a second slice, but doesn't equal the size of 2 slices of bread, then you don't make a mitzi, even if you eat other things together. So much of semech on the shittas of Reb Shlomo Zalman and Nalak Ramosha, he has what to be semech on. But there's another machlokes. Let's say, can I do aroma? I want to be eight all shittas. I'm going to have 2 slices of cake, or according to Moshe, 1 slice of cake. But who wants to wash a mitzi? Who wants to wash a tzadayim? Who wants to make a mitzi? Who wants a bench? Some people don't want their headache. So what could you do? Can I do something like this? I'll save the cake for at the end. In the beginning, I'll eat chicken, I'll make shahako, eat potatoes, I'll make adoma. I'll eat a 4-course meal. And I'll save the cake for the end. I'll have the cake at the end, but I'll only have it at the end. Can I do such a thing and eat a 4-course meal and just make zayis of cake into the meal? Can you do that or not? Again, it's a machoikas ha-paiskim. Rav Moshe held that if it depends what your kavanah is. If your kavanah is because you want to have kavanah is because you want to save yourself from washing a mitzi and tisidayim and bichas amazon, then you can't do that. And you have to wash a mitzi on this piece of cake. But if it's kavanah, it's really saving the cake only for dessert, only for kinuch suda. You don't plan to have it in the middle of the meal. So maybe you can make mezenas at the end and you save yourself from washing from washing tisadayim, amaitzi, and so on. That's the shita of amaitzi. It depends on your kavana. However, the chazanish argues. Chazanish and other people argue, and they hold you're allowed to do this haroma. You're allowed to wait to save the cake. You can't have the beginning of the meal. You have the cake at the end of the meal. Even though it's haroma, but you don't need to stop part of the suda. You eat at the end of the meal. It's not just like snaksim lafis apas, and maybe you only make mezainis. Since it's a big machoikas apaiskim, What do you do exactly here? You want to have the cake, and you want to have the, you want to eat it. You want to eat the cake. You want to also have the rest of the meal. How do you get around this whole thing? And the Yitzchak Holadeus. So there are two Eitzes I mentioned in the Paiskim. Two Eitzes. Very glatt Eitzes. And this I recommend people want to do it. It's the best thing to do. What you do is, you have two choices. You eat, let's say, you eat chicken, fish, potatoes, a full course meal, vegetables, so full course meal. And that, what you do is, let's say you eat your potatoes and chicken. You eat the meal, you eat the shahakol, you make the adama, and you eat the whole meal. Then, when you make a shahakol, or by priadama, by priates, whatever it is. And then, when you finish what you want to eat, you make a burning of ashes. The next is, you make a mezayis on the cake, you finish the cake, you make a hamechia. So you didn't have enough of this, enough of that, so maybe you cut yourself. That's one eitzah.
Right after
what?
Even right after the
even
other.
Right after another.
Why is it called
what's the brach shein tzricha? There's nothing extra here. Well, tell your case when it's also. 1 second. That's not brach shein tzricha. I made an eitz, I made a dhamma, I made a shakel, now I make a bunch of horses. After I make a mezainis and now I make it. There's nothing extra here. Well, there are two cases when you're not allowed to. So, or you do the opposite. You eat the mezainis at the beginning of the meal. You have a full course meal of mezainis. You eat the cake in the beginning. You say al-mechia. You say mezainis. And you say al-mechia. And then after you eat the rest of the sudah, you eat the chicken, the fish, the eitz, the adama, and the shahako. And you shouldn't. And also, when you eat this meal, you know, after the mezainis, you now enter the meal, you're eating shahako, shahako, eitz, and adama, you can't eat lakshin. Because then the brach shein tzricha, because you just made alamichya, so you can't have any luxury. You can't have any mezainis, even though it's only ma'isik there. It's something you can't make a ma'isik on it. Doesn't make a difference. 1 second, chon we'll soon talk about. So it should not be brach shein tzricha. So that's the way to avoid. Those are two eitzes, very two glatz eitzes. What you can't, let me finish. However, what's usher to do is to eat mezainis. Less than dalbeim, make our mechia. Let's say you should have dalbeim. So I have one slice of cake, one half slice of cakes, not dalbeim, and then I'll make our mechia. Then I'll make another mezainis. Then I'll mechia. I'll constantly make our mezainis mechia to avoid myself. I shouldn't have the shouldn't be stacked together. That's a bracha in alata. That you're not allowed to, since you do it just the purpose not to start the shiasuda, then it's a bracha shein tzicha. Unless Rabbi Yashi says, if I wait 72 minutes, let's say I have cake, one half slice of cake, not enough to be, not shiv dalabayim, and I wait 72 minutes to have again, then it's okay then. Then it's the chiyus on am tzarf, therefore it's okay then. Kiddush. Let me finish. Kiddush. And you go to a kiddush, especially by mitzvah, eifrof, they serve usually more than a regular kiddush. That's how the most shoes like that. So Mela, what are you allowed to eat? A person has to be zohar in the kiddush when it comes to shul. Shouldn't eat too much because the ikas suda is mentioned by Alachim Reish Mem Pes. The ikas suda should be b'teich suda where you wash the mitzi. But if you do eat a shir suda, we mentioned a shir suda, you have to make a mitzi by kiddush. You mean you're tying down and playing at home to eat a suda. So if he doesn't eat a shir of dalab bayim, according to Moshe's kamat, you can't eat too much because he also have one slice of cake. You have a lot of things to fill you up. You have to make a mitzi. But let's say if you're not noig like Moshe, as long as you don't have a shiv dalbeim of cake, then you have what to be sernachan, the gabi not to make a mitzi by kiddush. However, you have the other problem, what the Bialacha says, you're now to malakresa. You have to malakresa b'teich asuda. You're now malakresa to kiddush. So that problem you still have. Even if you avoid, you don't pass like a Moshe. Egg matzahs. Egg matzahs, we mentioned, is a machlekes. You make on it, it's made from eggs or from made pears. The shayla paiskim, you make mezainis in a mitzi. But you don't feel, because you don't feel time for made pears. So mei ledina, with semach, lahakot, during the week, if you eat achias arai, on egg matzahs, you make only mezainis, if you're not kavei sud on it. But on Shabbos, if you want to use for lecha mishnah, if you only kazais, you only shear of dalabayim, still you eat kazais, it's enough to make a mitzvah for lecha mishnah to only eat kazais. Cheesecake. What bracha?
And it's the Shabbos right before Pesach.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we talked about in the shir. But shalos for Pesach. So you can use it for lechem mishnah. Cheesecake. What bracha do you make on cheesecake? Now cheesecake, I'm talking about the thin layer on the bottom, and as a and 95% is cheese. What bracha do you make on it? It's a machlekes apayskim. The Mishneh Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yashiv, they hold you make only mezainis. Only mezainis. Even though it's a thin layer on the bottom, everything's hemini dagam. The bottom is made for hemini dagam. Everything's tofel. So you only make mezainis. In fact, the Mishneh Berurah speaks out, if I want to take out something, I plan to eat the bottom. But I want to take out some of the cheese. Or let's say it's a blueberry pie. I want to take out some and make an eitz or a shahak on that. He says that's a bracha l'vatoli, not alta. It's mamish a tofel. However, Moshe, in the Gesmoshe and the Chavetz Torah, he argues and says, since it's a thin crust, and only it's there for the cheese, so maybe you only make shahako and not mezainis. 1 second, let me finish. However, if both are chavav to him, the cheese is chavav to him, and the crust is chavav to him, then you make two brachas. So maybe Moshe writes, that you can make two brachas then. So you should just carve a small part of the mezainis of the crust, make mezainis in it, and then take some of the mumula and make shahako. And got the bracha achreina, you have to be careful. You have to eat exactly the mezainis, the chtei l'chius pras, so you should make only, so you should be able to make al-mechia. If not, you only make bain afoshes. Ladina, someone asked me, shayla in his daiti, I would say, since the machlekes apayskim, or a moshe, the big gedayim, they, one holds one the other way. The best thing to do is to be Yitzchak HaDeis, is to make a mezainis on the crust and make a shahako on something else. Not the cheese in there, not the there. On something else, make a shahako. So I just, you cut your bases, you Yitzchak HaDeis, and you don't have to run into the machlaikas.
What happens if the cheesecake is on top?
I'm getting to that. Cherry. 1 second. 1 second? A cherry. So I would say you should make a bite preet on something else also.
I would say not to eat it at all.
That's something else. That's your choice. They put it there to eat, not to look at it. Right. Challenge. 1 second. Oh, cheesecake. Cheesecake. We're talking about cheesecake. Now about cheese Danish. Cheese Danish. Since it's covered from all sides with dough, so then the kuliyama, you may only make one bracha, you make a bracha of mezainis. You don't make a shahakal at all.
Depends on size, how much you're eating.
Huh? No, regular cheese Danish.
So what happens to
me? Give me a few more minutes. I just want to finish. I'll take questions. Cholent. What do you make on cholent? On cholent, do you make three brachas on cholent or mezainis on cholent? What's cholent? Cholent, you have barley in there, you have potatoes and beans in there, which is adama. Barley is mezainis, and then you have meat in there. Three brachas. You make three brachas or one bracha. Kishka is something else.
Kishka is pure mezainis.
It's mezainis. Kishka is sure you make mezainis. Okay. So the shayla is like this: when you eat the cholent together, everything together. Do you make one bracha or three brachas? Epsim Chazalik from Birskeld and Aruch HaShulchan held, you make only mezainis. On cholent, you only make mezainis. Because everything is tofel to Hemini Dagan. However, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, also heard from Maisha, he held that you make three brachas on cholent. Three brachas. It would seem to me that the whole machlokes of Simcha Zelek, Rav Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is all talking about if they're all everything as chikas tanis, the small pieces, and they're all mixed together. When you take a spoonful, sometimes you get both of them, everything together in one spoonful. But if each one, you say you have a whole potato, or you have a whole shtick of meat, or you have a whole shtick of kishka, or you have a whole shtick of beans, you take a bunch of beans together, since they have a chshus by itself, then everyone holds you make three brachas. And if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, even though he holds like Simcha Zelek, but he says that pieces are bigger, and sometimes you eat them separately, then the din is, you make three brachas then. But the cholent, if let's say you have cholent without the meat, without the barley, you just have potatoes, meat, and beans, Then you go, if the pieces are small, then you go baseroyv, like food cocktail. But let's say the big pieces by itself, each one, then you make a bracha on each one. Let me just finish. I'm going to skip a little. Should I skip? We have a few minutes. Should I skip a little bit or not? No, let me finish. Okay. What about ice cube sandwich? Or crackers with tuna fish or liver? The dinner, since you're nana from both of them, you make two brachas. You make a bracha on the wafer and the, or the cracker, you make mezenas, and you make shahakol on the glida, on the ice cream, or the tuna fish and liver. Let's say you have donuts, you dip it into coffee. What bracha do you make? So it's a machlokes in the paiskim. Some, like Magarvon holds, you make, the question is, do you make two brachas or one bracha? Because you want the coffee, and you want the cake, or certainly you want the cake, or no, it's a tuffle to the cake. The Magarvon says, since you kavana on both, you make two brachas. However, Mishabu argues, and he says, since the mashke is nivla atayt eichel, so it's different than the cases we mentioned before. Then you make, then cut bottle to the kisnin, and you make only the zainas. But let's say, if you just made mezainis, and now you have some mashke, you have still some coffee left in the cup, and you're, it's left in the cup, and certainly if you want to drink from the cup now, the coffee that's left over there, you must make shahak on that also. However, you have to be careful of something else, is when you dip cake into coffee, it's double to its full of the mashke. And therefore, by double the mashke, you have to wash until you see dayim without making a bracha until you see dayim. Next case. Do you make zainis at the end of the meal? A lot of times you have a full course meal and you want to have some cake as a dessert at the end of the meal. Do you make a bracha on dessert or not? So the Bialacha says like this. Now there are three shittas in Kuf Samachet Zion. There are three shittas brought down in Shulchan Aruch. What is called Pasva B'Kisnin? Each shita doesn't hold other shita. With Noigla Hokel, you make always Mizainis. But the question is, at the end of the meal, as a Sefer Suda, do you make a bracha or not? So the Bialacha speaks like this. To make mezainis at the end of the meal, you need three things. Has to be more with pears, has to be full with fruits, and so on. Also, the yeast itself has to be nearish betavlinim. And the third thing, the crust, it's dark for yavish. If it's thin and dried, then, according to them, that pasuk called kisim l'kuliyama, and you make a mezainis at the end of the meal. However, if you don't have all three conditions, then it's a suffix possible kisnin, and you don't make a bracha. So today, usually the crust of most cakes today is usually soft. So mela, if you eat normally cake at the end of the meal, you don't make a mezainis. However, Bialacha writes that let's say if it's a mulva peris, that you have a category one, which is mulva peris, then on bracha hisa, you know you shouldn't make a bracha, but if you made a bracha, bracha hisa, why? Because most paiskim hold that's a mulah of the peiris, you make a mezainis. This is all talking when you're eating the cake as dessert, meaning you eat a four-course meal and you're full. You're full for the meal. But let's say you're not full for the meal, the cake is filling you up also, then the kuli alma, you don't make a mezainis. You're not allowed to make a mezainis, because then it comes a part of suda, and then it's us to make a, you're not allowed to make a mezainis, because then it's part of the meal. So it's like pots, the suffix pots at least. So in Mela, you do not make a mezainis at all during the meal. And certainly, the best thing, Bialach ends off, the best thing, by Pasuk Kisnin, if you're not going to make a mezainis, you should have in mind when you make hamaitzi, you nichol all types of cakes, and it should be nichol with the hamaitzi. Okay, yes?
The Gemara says that if you eat herring, and you have bread...
That's almost, that's...
When you put donuts in the coffee, yeah. What you really want is the coffee. So you should make a shahat on the donuts.
That's only if it's a tuffle. It's not a tuffle. People want to eat it because they're hungry.
You want to stay awake. No.
So drink the coffee where it is. Be honest with yourself. People want it because they want the cake also. They wouldn't spend so much money on the cake if they didn't want it. She's Danish, you make them a Danish.
No, but
I know, it's a Shia Gimel Dal Bayim. According to some Shitas, if you fill yourself up, certainly you should make a mighty on it.
What about eating a little bit of challah with a dessert cake?
If you eat challah with it, it's different. I always get, there's another more shirim that we give on this. We're going to talk about that. If you eat something with the dessert, the cow with the cake comes to tough of them.
Okay, we're talking about the
you're right, yeah. That's it. It's to avoid washing your mitzi. We spoke about that. We said you have to be something that's not mezainis. You need the two exodus, you can't have any mezainis whatsoever. Huh? We're talking about Hey, mini dogan.
Okay.
Next. Yes. On wraps? Wraps. I didn't get a chance to speak about it. That wraps, if it's made, it's made for flour and water, you have to make a mitzi on it. Yeah. Contrary to what other people say, you have to make a mitzi. Let me finish. However, if it's not wraps, let's say if it's wraps are made from apple cider or other type of tavlinum, then it's like regular Passover kisner. It depends. If you eat it for soup, you have to make a mitzi. Normally, you buy these wraps, you buy it in a box, you know, two or three. You usually eat it for meals. So you have to make a mitzi on it. Okay? Yes?
You mentioned bagel chips. The halacha of bagel chips, is it the same for pizza chips?
Pizza chips, same thing, yeah. Bagel chips, pizza, same thing. It works the same way, yeah.
Is there any problem with chatchila spreading out the mezonos so you're not eating kazayis the day of cross?
What?
I eat my crackers slowly during my life, so I never eat a kazayis during the day of cross.
Yeah.
Is there any problem with that with
chatchila? There's nothing. There's no issages. You can't make al-michi, that's all.
So there's and then yeah. I save myself from washing.
Well, not so posh. No. There's a tshuva shabina rav. You can't get away with it, okay? There happens to be a tshuva shabina rav and a prima gadim. We don't paskin like it, but it's a shita. It's a chashur shita.
Yeah.
Shabina rav and the prima gadim, they hold that if you fill yourself up, even if you don't chich bras, you have to bench. The mishbur argues on the prima gadim. But there are paskin that hold like that. But we're not. We just started. This is only the beginning. No, I didn't bring that eitzah because. So I'm telling you why. Because you have a prima gadim, you have a shabina rav, you have kama paskim that hold like that. Even though there's a big machlokes, the eitzah I mentioned is yoytze chaladeis. That's all I mentioned.
One question was, you said ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Two
right.
But cheesecake, one drop. Why is cheesecake given an ice cream sandwich? They both got a mamula and they got a thin crust.
Anyone who eats both of them will tell you the difference. You must be, you don't eat them. when you have an ice cream sandwich,
yeah.
Why don't you just buy ice cream? What are you buying the sandwich for?
Because
when each bite you feel together. When you have the cheesecake, it's only on the bottom. How often do you? Most time you only take a bite into it. The big mouth kumina. Yeah. Next, yes.
Sandwich,
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. I can't answer something I don't know. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Yeah, one thing I want to mention. At least the next 3 weeks, there won't be shir. Ella, we'll see. We'll play by ear. Anyone who doesn't get emails, updates on the shir, Alicia will, you can let him know email and he'll send you emails to update when the next year starts.
And we're also always looking for sponsors.
Oh, always looking for sponsors. People want to pay for a beautiful breakfast this Thursday. Yeah. Okay. Go. Okay, we'll have a gazoot this summer. Huh?